break. It's a little different. It was,
yeah, I had 5 minutes extra, so I gave him a break. Breaks have been going on for 1,000 years. I don't know how many camps you've been to.
Do you think that helped?
People had a, not today. I thought today was like, we had breeze and we had cloud cover. But I said I was going to do it, so I went ahead and did it. So, but if I keep it, it'll be because of the heat that we experienced yesterday. And there's nothing wrong with that. It does give them the sense of second half, first half. Gives them a sense of having an opportunity to cool a little bit and come back and go. And then gives me a better opportunity to, you know, there's, after they've had the break, then they should be flying around. So there's some pluses there.
Looks like you didn't have Odell again today. Is that hamstring?
Not again. What do you mean again? He was here yesterday.
Gary said that he tweaked the hamstring in practice yesterday.
Yeah, but he practiced. He built right up to when he tweaked it. So, no, he didn't. And who knows how long. You know, talk about hamstrings. Don't ask me. I have no idea. But he missed today. He said he's sore. That's about all you can ask.
Did it happen?
Same problem.
Did it happen on the play?
Yeah, where he stopped. Yeah. He tripped. It actually ended up being a trip. You know, he made his move, and then we started back inside. Their feet banged, and that was it.
This is the same hamstring that he was
I believe
struggling
it is.
Beforehand?
Yeah.
In
yep.
What about McClain?
Did well. Came out in practice. He went the whole practice. So he was fine. A little sore, but he was able to go.
What have you seen from David Wilson so far? I mean, he's sort of kind of getting back into
yeah, but he looked good yesterday. He's a highly conditioned athlete. You know, he can run and run and run. And so I don't think today was quite as effective as yesterday, but he was out there plugging away.
He has no limitations, so you're just using him?
He's been cleared, medically cleared to play. If there's any limitations, they would be something that I would perhaps impose. But right now, I mean, he's, like I told you yesterday, he's an amazing guy. From day one, he didn't express any. 2 weeks afterwards, you had to slow him down in the weight room.
Is Beattie doing more than you might have expected?
Who?
Beattie?
Yeah, he's doing a little bit more, and that's very encouraging. And I'm giving him a lot of credit for this. You know, he's not overdoing it, but he's doing more than was expected. And he, I hope he is able to continue to work, you know, his way back once we put pads on. I do know that he feels like he needs to be stronger, but that's normal, you know.
What do you see from Andre Williams so far?
Highly conditioned, powerful athlete, picking it up as he goes, and done a nice job, whether we've asked him about special teams or whatever we've asked him to do, he's done it.
Is he more than just a one-dimensional straight-ahead runner?
If you've been watching practice, and if you watched him last spring, I mean, he's become more than that. Yeah, I don't know if he was not used that way at BC, but he certainly has demonstrated the ability to do that. Hopefully, he'll be a good pass blocker.
Does he carry his weight well?
Yeah,
he doesn't
real well.
Look as heavy as he's
real well. Yeah, he also has that. He hits that button and he can go.